We've got blue skies to start our Friday. Good morning. Jim O'Hara here with news on WVIK Quad Cities NPR. It's 9:04. The Illinois legislature passed a budget this week without any Republican votes. On the 21st show yesterday, House Leader Toni McCombie said some members of her party may have voted yes with more compromise from Democrats.
Some things, if they were in there, whether it be invest in kids, whether it be some road projects for their districts. Yeah, I think there was some things that could have helped.
Democrats allowed Invest in Kids to sunset in December. It was a tax credit for those who donate to private school scholarships. House Speaker Chris Welch says he hasn't seen any Republicans vote for a Democratic majority budget in 5 years, but he plans to talk with McCombie and other Republicans to learn what could change that. In sports, the River Bandits host South Bend at 6:30 p.m. tonight with a post-game fireworks show. WVIK Quad Cities weather. Today, partly sunny, gusty winds and high near 81. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely after 4 a.m. with a low around 60. Saturday, cloudy with gradual clearing, a 60% chance of showers possible until about 1 in the afternoon, and a high of 74. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 83. Coming up on Think, bad news is more young people are getting cancer. The good news? There are better drugs to target the disease. The reasons why cancer is hitting earlier and earlier, and the scientific breakthroughs using the body's own immune system to combat it. That's today on Think at noon on WVIK. Jim O'Hara, WVIK News.